From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. U.S. Democratic caucuses are projecting split winners. U.S. television networks project Hillary Clinton as the winner of the Democratic presidential primary election in the southern state of Mississippi by a wide margin over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Mississippi is one of two states holding Democratic primaries Tuesday. Senator Bernie Sanders is now being projected as the winner of the second primary in Michigan. Republican voters cast ballots in Mississippi, Michigan, and Idaho, and they caucus in Hawaii. Campaigning in North Carolina, Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz said his campaign is the only one that can stop billionaire businessman Donald Trump.
If you don't want to see Donald Trump as the nominee, and if you don't want to see Hillary Clinton as the president, which is the inevitable result of Donald Trump being the nominee, come join us. Let us stand together.
The plain-speaking and often harsh Trump continues to be the top choice among Republicans over Ted Cruz, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, and Ohio Governor John Kasich, but polls show his support has eroded in recent weeks. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said a coalition strike Friday near the town of al-Shadadi targeted Tarkan Batirashvili, also known as Abu Omar al-Sishani or Omar the Chechen. Cook said in a statement that at the time of the strike, Batirashvili had been sent to al-Shadadi to bolster ISIL fighters following a series of strategic defeats by local forces. The U.S. had a $5 million reward on the IS leader's head and said he coordinated closely with Islamic State's financial section. This is VOA News. Political talks between the Syrian government and opposition are set to formally resume Wednesday, although key players will be absent. Jessie Shaheen is the spokeswoman for UN Syria envoy Stephane de Mistura.
The envoy will start substantive meetings with those who are in Geneva by latest the 14th of March, in a staggered and proximity system of talks.
The UN said logistical arrangements have contributed to delays. In a statement to VOA, the main Syrian opposition group, the High Negotiations Committee, said it would be a no-show for the start of talks. The Syrian government also indicated that it will not join until later. EU and Turkish officials say they've reached an agreement in principle to resolve the migrant crisis. As Dorian Jones reports, Turkey, which is hosting over 2 million Syrian refugees and is the migrants' main transit route into Europe, is seen as the key to stemming the exodus.
Pro-government newspapers in Turkey described the emergency summit on the migrant crisis held in Brussels as an historic victory for the country, with the EU agreeing to resettle one Syrian refugee from Turkey in return for every Syrian refugee Turkey takes back from Greece. But the United Nations and international human rights groups are questioning the legality of immediate deportations. This year alone, more than 120,000 migrants made the perilous journey across the Aegean Sea from Turkey to Greece. More than 200 have died. EU and Turkish leaders will meet again next week to hammer out what they say is the final details of the plan. The meeting is already predicted to be a long one. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Niger's opposition coalition announced Tuesday it is dropping out of this month's presidential election runoff, calling the entire system unfair. The Coalition for Political Change in Niger denounced the results of the first round won by incumbent President Mahamadou Issoufou as grotesque and cooked up. It says its candidate Hama Amadou will not participate in the second round on March 20th, but promised to keep working to keep Issoufou from winning another term. COPPA says Amadou is being unfairly deprived of his freedom in violation of international standards of free, fair, and democratic elections. Issoufou won last month's first round with 48% of the vote, but not enough to avoid a runoff. COPPA says Niger's constitutional court is conspiring with the government to ensure the president is re-elected. For more, visit our website. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.